Though eliminated from playoff contention, Glenn Howard and his team from the Penetanguishene Curling Club is looking to finish the 2022 Tim Hortons Brier on a good note. On Wednesday, the Howard Rink, which includes 3rd Scott Howard, 2nd David Mathers, and lead Tim March, picked up a pair of victories. The team beat Newfoundland and Labrador's Nathan Young 7-3 and Prince Edward Island's Tyler Smith 13-5 in 8 ends in a pair of games Wednesday. Playing as the Ontario representative in the 10-day, 18-team event, Howard comes out of action on Wednesday with a 3-4 record. With the hammer in the opening end against Young, Howard made a draw for 2 to open the scoring. Howard extended the lead with a steal of 1 in the second end before Young got on the board with a single in the third end. In the fourth end, with an opportunity for a big end, Howard hit one of his own rocks while trying to remove a Young rock from the house. The Ontario rink would come out of the end with a single and a 4-1 lead. Howard made it 5-1 in the fifth end with a steal of 1. Young made a draw in the sixth to pick up 1 and cut into the lead. After Howard blanked the seventh end, Young cut the Ontario lead to 5-3 with a steal of 1 in the eighth end. Howard made it 7-3 with a pair in the ninth end to cap off the scoring in the win. Against Smith in the evening draw, Howard fell behind early after the PEI team scored a pair in the opening end, but rebounded in a big way by scoring 4 in the second end. Howard extended the lead further thanks to a steal of 2 in the third end to take a 6-2 lead. Smith scored a single in the fourth end before Howard scored 3 in the fifth end to go up 9-3. After Smith scored a pair in the sixth end, Howard sealed the win with a single in the seventh end before stealing 3 in the eighth. Howard wraps up the round robin on Thursday afternoon against Team Yukon's Thomas Skoffin at 3:30 p.m. Midland time. For Howard, the game will be his last of the tournament as the Ontario rink was eliminated from playoff contention with their loss on Tuesday to Colton Flash of Saskatchewan. The top three teams in each pool following the round robin advance to the expanded playoff format. The second and third place teams in each pool meet Friday afternoon with the winners facing the top teams in the evening draw. The Page playoff games are set for March 12 with semi-final and final action set for the following day.